Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The country's GDP has unexpectedly dipped between the second and third quarters of this year. It's down by 0.3%, fueled by a 28% decline in agriculture, according to Stats SA. The market had been expecting growth of around 0.5%, and without the awful agriculture number, we might have been close to that. At the heart of the problem, drought, causing a decline in field crops, with maize particularly hard hit. One caution, questions are now being asked about the quality of the data. News 24 Business quotes AgriSA CEO Johan Kotzia as saying he doesn't agree with the numbers, which don't make sense. Says Kotzia, the scale of the fall is wildly out of sync with the sector's actual experience. And in case you've not already heard, some steep price increases for fuel. As of this morning, petrol goes up 17 cents a litre, diesel between 55 and 56 cents a litre, and illuminating paraffin by 49 cents a litre. Driving the price increases, although international oil prices were more or less stable, we had a weaker rand against a stronger dollar. Now, what looks like a good news story, which says investment in Liberia is on the up and is spurring a notable influx of young buyers, renters and investors. BusinessTech.co.za quotes Pam Golding Properties, which reports that professionals and families are looking to the city to seek better lifestyles and economic opportunities, driving semigration from the likes of Gauteng. The report points to a number of high-profile investments, including 3 billion rand at the Stellantis car plant, a 105 billion rand green ammonia plant for Hive Energy, 4 billion rand for VW in Karija, and a 13.6 billion rand investment in a natural gas terminal. There are quite a few others listed in the report, which says the projects are reshaping Liberia into a magnet for economic growth and opportunity. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening just above flat. That's both the All Share and Top 40. London's FTSE up 0.6%. In New York, the Dow down 0.2%, but the S&P 500 edged up a tiny amount. The Nasdaq up 0.4%, both of those setting fresh record highs. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney down 0.3%. The US dollar at 105 to the euro, the rand 18.16 to the dollar, 19.05 to the euro, 22.98 to sterling. Gold at 2,645, platinum 950, Bitcoin 95,800, Brent crude oil $73.70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.